It's episode 247, and we've got plugins for custom images, WooCommerce bookings and rental capabilities, pop-up surveys, content curation, and a great new way to insert post excerpts. It's all coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you have me hiding out there on the globe today. Coming to you direct from the great south coast of British Columbia, I'm John Overall.
And from the southwest corner of the U.S. in sunny Laguna Beach, California, I'm Marcus Couch.
And we have a great show for you today. We've got the usual right off the top. Don't forget, you can get all the show notes over at WPPluginsA2Z.com. And if you've got a few minutes, we'd greatly appreciate your time in Stitcher Radio, leaving us a little thumbs up button or a review on their website, and taking your time over in the Apple iTunes Store and leaving us a review. We'd greatly appreciate that also.
That's right. That iTunes Store is getting a lot of competition, so your reviews do help keep us aloft in terms of the charts and rankings. And also, John, boy, a lot of new places that the podcast is going to end up. I think we're going to end up in Spotify, Google Play Store, all those things. I keep finding more and more resources in terms of online services that are taking in podcasts. So we welcome all of you new listeners that are just joining us to the show. John and I have been doing this for a long time.
Yeah, about 5 years almost.
Absolutely. And this is episode 247, so we're coming up on episode 250 here in just a few weeks.
Hey, we might want to do something for that.
Yeah, we might not. Who knows? But anyway, you can also find the show on Twitter, which you can definitely interact with us, and we've had some good interactions in the last couple weeks. And that address is at WPPlugins A to Z.
And of course, don't forget, we are WordPress professionals. Make our living with WordPress. I myself do it by helping people save money when they're building their websites by going through and helping them choose the plugins, themes they need. Or if you break it, I fix it. Emergency WordPress support. You can contact me by calling 818-850-7729. Or if you actually want to book time with me, just go to wppro.ca/bookjohn. And you can book time with me to get all your WordPress problems solved.
Excellent. And just to remind everybody, I'm starting that new membership coach program. If you have a membership site or would like to learn a little bit more about putting a membership site together or doing online courses or anything like that, this is definitely a great resource that I'm putting together. John, I've got all of the topics and all of my courses and lessons that I've actually laid out. And it's over 300 different lessons.
Nice.
In terms of what you can learn. It's got 22 courses that I've put together, and I'm just putting the finishing post-production, all of that together, and logos and all the rest of the fun stuff it takes to do it. I will also have the Membership Coach podcast, which will be coming out mid-March. So looking forward to that as well. But in the meantime, if you go to membershipcoach.com and there's a sign-up form on the front there, that signs you up to the mailing list, lets you know when the pre-launch will be ready. I'll let everybody in to take a look around. And more than likely, like I just did with the batch that had already signed up, I sent a personal letter to everyone asking what their biggest pains in membership was so that I can get a little bit of a sense as to where everyone is at. So I've had some really good interactions with people that have signed up. And if you'd like to be one of those, just head on over to membershipcoach.com.
Excellent. Okay, now a little bit of talk about the show. We attempted a Kickstarter back at the beginning of the year. Didn't quite work out. So what we did mention was we're going to start asking you, our listeners, to start giving some value for the value we give you. I hear regularly from our listeners that they get great value out of this show. Well, if you're getting great value from the show, we're going to start asking you to please donate to the show. There is a page that is set up now. You can go to wppluginsaz.com/donations and start donating to the show. Also, if you would like to advertise on a show, maybe you develop plugins or promote plugins or themes, and you would like to advertise on the show or in the website, you can go to the advertising page on the website and sign up and contact me to get yourself set up with advertising in the show. We've got all the advertising fees and everything set up and organized for it. And
hey, there's one right now.
There's one right now. If I can figure out how to turn off the phone there. There we go. So at any rate, check it out. But we're looking for donations. Start giving value for value. And you can start advertising and promoting your business through the show here. So
that's right. I want to lay down one disclaimer, not only for the advertisers to hear, but also for the listeners to hear. You don't get your plugin reviewed any higher if don't donate or not.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I don't even care if you donate. If I review your plugin, I'm going to give it my honest review. I owe that to the audience, as I have for 200 plus shows. Mm-hmm. And that's just the way it is. So yeah. If you're looking for preferential treatment via advertising, you're not going to find it here.
You definitely won't.
Yeah, we'll definitely, you know, do what we can in terms of an advertising level. That's why we prefer donations. So yeah. Please head on over to our link, wppluginsaz.com/donations.
Yeah, I've had developers ask to pay for a review, and I said, I'm sorry, you can't pay for a review.
No, definitely not.
You can supply me with the plugin, and if you would like to advertise, we'll take it, but you're going to get an honest review out of it. And yeah, if that honest review is a 2, well, so be it. So
that's right. Gives you plenty of opportunity for improvement the next time.
Be prepared. So anyway, that's where the show is headed, and little by little, piece by piece, one week at a time, improvements are coming your way with the show and the website.
All right, looking forward to that.
All right, so do we got any great WordPress news this week?
Well, the repo, the WordPress plugin repository, is going to get a redesign.
Oh, I missed that piece of news.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool one. I was kidding with the people over at WordPress Tavern in the comments, and I threatened to do a pop-up video. You know how sometimes you go to these websites, there's the model or whatever that comes on the screen. Hey, would you like to learn more? I threatened that I would be the new guide to the repository for plugins. And some people liked the idea, some people didn't. Yeah. But, so be it. Here's other news. The second round and final round of WordCamp San Diego tickets went on sale last week, and I was fortunate enough to be able to get one of those. So that's nice. That's pretty cool. I'm really looking forward to it. And then just to give people a heads up, I'm also planning in July of this year to actually go visit WordCamp Boston.
WordCamp Boston would be kind of cool to go to.
Yeah, as it happens, I've got a relative that lives close to Boston, so figured we'd make a trip out of it this July and go see him and do WordCamp Boston and meet a lot of cool people. So I'm really looking forward to both San Diego and Boston, as well as Orange County and WordCamp US this year. I'm trying to put together a talk based on membership and what I've learned and some of the different models that are out there. So that's going to be my year, is talking about membership through various WordCamps. So excellent. That's pretty much the news for the week.
Excellent. All right, well, then I guess that takes us off into the meat and potatoes time, eh?
Definitely.
Off we go. All right, well, the first plugin I've got for you this week is called Pickiz. It's a freemium plugin. It was referred to us by Ariel Nutale. And this plugin here is a pretty interesting plugin that will allow you to create some custom images for your WordPress website. And how this plugin works is you can either upload a new image, or you can go choose an image that's already uploaded to your gallery. It then loads up a secondary window. You've got to sign up with them for an account, and this is pretty nice. This is, again, that trend that I'm seeing from plugin developers that make it real easy to create an account from their plugin from within your WordPress without having to leave. You set up your account, and it does all its connection bits, and it allows you to place images on top of images, creating multiple layered images, including text. You can create some of those inspirational images with words on them, or just create multi-layered images. And then it saves the image, and you can either save it out from your WordPress website to your Twitter, Facebook, and other places, or you can then place it into your WordPress post. Pretty good plugin. It seems to work pretty nice. I gave it a little test run this morning on my dev site. You might want to check this one out and read the show notes from what they say about it. They got a whole lot to say about it, so I dumped their notes in there. But pretty decent plugin called Pickies, and I gave it a 4 dragon rating.
I wonder if it's called Pickies.
Pickies? Like, Pickies. I don't know. Pickies.
So, yeah,
P-I-K-I-Z.
Yeah. Added to us, so yeah. We appreciate that. The developer themselves sent that, and I love this plugin. I tried it myself as well, and so the way that I could describe it, it's almost kind of like a Photoshop within your WordPress, sort of.
Yeah, it is kind of like a Photoshop within your WordPress.
Yeah, so you can actually merge things together, put little stickers on stuff, all that kind of thing. So really nice if you just want to do a quick thing without having to go to, you know, Google Images, worry about copyright infringement or usage or licensing or things like that. This way you can just throw a background in there, put whatever you want in terms of the image components, and yep, you're set to go. So I really liked that one as well. Well, this goes along with that sort of, John, and maybe these two might work hand in hand. This new plugin is called Plugin AB Image Optimizer. And what it allows you to do is upload 2 different featured images to any post, page, or WooCommerce product or things like that. And what it does is it A/B tests displaying each one of the featured images and then lets you look at the report to see which one did better.
Nice.
And this really lets you do some split testing that's just as simple as changing the image. And sometimes that makes all the difference in the world.
It does.
So I highly recommend you check this plugin out. It is called Plugin AB Image Optimizer. I don't know why they use the plugin part in there, but they just, whatever. And I rated it a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. Yeah, you could actually combine those two plugins together. Create your 2 customized images and then lay them in with the AB.
That's right. So incredible coincidence that those just happen to be our first plugin picks of the week this week, but they go together. It's really nice.
All right. The next one I've got here for you is called Servicat. It's a freemium plugin. It was referred to us by Luquette Kurzak. And what this plugin does is, again, another easy account creation plugin. Although I did have a minor problem getting the account to set up. And it allows you to create pop-up surveys for your visitors. And this is useful in that it can, if you're thinking, you're wondering why your visitors are leaving your site before you're doing something or leaving specific pages before they've completed a task there, you can set a pop-up that comes up just as they're leaving the page and say, hey, why are you leaving? Is this page not designed correctly? Didn't find what you're looking for? Ask them a few questions. You might be able to help solve some of the issues of why your clients are leaving your website or why they're not doing the tasks you want them to do. Maybe you've made it too hard. The buttons are hard to see. Who knows? This is a pretty straightforward plugin. It does create, you can create multiple instances of these pop-ups and these little surveys, and there's numerous ways you could use them on your site. All in all, pretty decent plugin. I found it to be useful once I got through the account creation. For some reason, it did have an issue, but I gave it a 4 dragon rating. So check it out. It's called Servicat.
There you go. Very nice. Very nice. And okay, so I'm going to talk about a WooCommerce plugin. And this one is something that a client actually came to me about, and they wanted to start doing some bookings. And this plugin fit the bill. So it's called Booking and Rental System for WooCommerce. And it has two different versions. There's a free version and a pro version. But what it allows you to do is create a actual rental product. So you call it a rental product within WooCommerce. You can set up availabilities as far as, you know, from this day to this day. And you can, this also works, you see it often with rental car companies. So it has like a, you can do a pickup date and time and a drop off date and time, and it calculates how many hours, and you tell it how much per hour, and that's what the product cost is. And they just pay through that.
Nice.
So you can do it to use, to book rooms, you could do it to book time, any of that kind of stuff. Now here's the great thing about the pro version of it, which is it does not only hourly price, but also daily, weekly, and monthly price breaks. It does seasonal and day range prices. So you can have a weekday price that's different than weekends. It has different payable resources and people, which means if you have one site and you have maybe 20 professionals, or it's a hair salon or whatever it happens to be, you can make it so that that person can get paid through your website as well. You can take security deposits. There's different costs based on locations and that kind of thing. And it does a lot of cool things along those lines. So I thought it was very intuitive. I mean, they thought of everything when it came to this particular plugin. There's really no stone left unturned. So I gave this one a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. Yeah, that could be quite useful. I can see lots of uses for that one.
Anybody who does anything at all in the rental business, whether that be a location or equipment or physical goods, this is your plugin, definitely.
All right. And the final one I've got for you today is one I may have covered in the past, but I felt it was needed to bring it forward again. It's called Curation Suite. And this is a premium plugin, not an inexpensive plugin, but well worth the money if you're running a website that has lots of content, or you bring in content from other places to your website. It allows you to curate articles and images and other things from around the web. And during curation, this isn't about, you know, copyright, you know, stealing entire articles, but, you know, you're going out there, you find articles that are interesting, you see a snippet and you need to grab a small snippet from it, maybe a paragraph or a sentence or two, and then you want to make your comments on it and enhance or talk about it or just plain discuss articles. This is a great way to do it, because otherwise one of the ways you have to generally do it is you go out, you find the article, you load it up the web page, you copy and paste everything you need, and then you bring it over to your website. Well, this does it within WordPress. You just paste the URL into the box that's provided. It loads up that page and allows you to scroll down, pick and choose sentences you need or an image, and then you just click a button and it inserts it into your WordPress post with the proper attribution. So showing, hey, this information came from this website over here, and then you can go on and discuss and talk about it. It's very useful. It's great for enhancing your website. I use it in particular on my fitness website when I'm talking about fitness articles and posts and bringing in information from other websites. This is all a great tool for enhancing your website. Well worth the money. It's probably, I think it's about $150 now, but still worth the money. I gave it a 4 dragon rating. It's called Curation Suite.
Boy, I got to look at that again, because the last time I remember when you gave that to me, I still have not gotten that thing to work, and I would love to.
It does take a little bit to wrap your brain around how it all works, but once you get it working, it works very smooth and smoothly.
Hmm. Well, I'll have to give it another chance, because I have a project that really could use that.
Yeah, I use it regularly on 2-3 websites, and I have 3 clients that use the same plugin regularly on their websites for talking about their industries. pulling in information on in their particular industries from across the web.
Right. So. All right. Well, John, this one is something that I feel the time has come, and I don't know why they didn't do it to begin with. It's called Advanced Post Excerpt, and there are some roundabout ways that I've been doing this lately, or, you know, in the last few years when I needed it, but the problem with post excerpts is that it's not really a good experience to edit them, and believe it or not, post excerpts can have HTML in them if properly attributed in terms of the code. But what if you wanted to include links or excerpts or, you know, some bold, some text or just something simple like that?
Not an easy thing to do.
Well, John, hold your horses, my friend, because now Advanced Post Excerpt is here, and it actually gives you a full-blown editor in the excerpts part of your page editor or post editor within WordPress now.
Nice.
So that's exactly what this does. It allows you to do any kind of HTML, bolding, formatting of text, inserting of images, any of that stuff, and it's all right in your post editor. So I rated this one a perfect 5 out of 5.
Excellent. Yes, that would make the job. Like, I've recently started using post excerpts more and more and more, and I'm finding them a bit of a pain. But yeah, this can make it very nice looking at the way it works, and it gives you that full text editor.
Yeah, I have a directory that actually uses the excerpt to describe the company. And the problem is I had nothing in terms of formatting. It was just dumping out straight text, and it wouldn't let me do any links or anything like that for their company site or any of the other stuff. So it allowed me to do that right here with this plugin. And I really, really appreciated the author coming out with it just days ago. And it sort of fit a need for me right away.
Absolutely. Well, one of the things with excerpts is I use the excerpts for a plugin that I use to send stuff off to LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. And it will only pull the excerpt text. It doesn't pull from anywhere else.
Mm.
And this will make it so I can actually enhance that excerpt text going off to LinkedIn now.
Is that going to your personal profile or to a group?
It goes into my personal profile feed.
Mm. So. Okay, nice.
So anyway, yeah, that's great. Okay, well, I covered up in this show here Pickies, which I gave a 4-2, Servicat, which I gave a 4-2, and Curation Suite, which I gave a 4-2.
And I talked about AB Image Optimizer, which I gave a 4 out of 5. Booking and Rental System for WooCommerce, gave that one a 4 out of 5. And Advanced Post Excerpt gave a perfect 5 out of 5.
All right. All right, and my little commercial here, as I mentioned, I'm going to be talking about the marathon I'm running, and since this is the only marathon I plan to run, what I'm doing is I'm supporting a great organization that helps support Canadian vets suffering from PTSD. The group is Can Praxis, and they use equine horse therapy to help vets learn to deal with the emotions that come from PTSD. I'm raising money for them through Wounded Warriors Canada, and they send the money direct to Can Praxis. So what I'm looking for is for you to go to these links in our in my show notes and go support our vets here in Canada by donating to Wounded Warriors Canada and Can Praxis, or you can simply go to johnoverall.com/CanPraxis, CanPraxis.
There you go. And just a reminder, go to membershipcoach.com, sign up for my program, and follow that on Twitter at membershipcoach as well.
Excellent. All right, and the usual reminders, don't forget, you can get the show notes at wppluginsa2z.com, and we'd appreciate you taking the time to go to the iTunes store and leave us a review, and on Stitcher Radio, that little thumbs up button in the corner, or if you're on their website, leave us a review there also.
Yeah, and I'll see it too. So don't think I'm not looking.
Somebody's looking at it anyway.
That's right. And how can they contact us, John?
They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com, or you can send an email to john@wppro.ca.
You can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com, on Twitter at marcuscouch, and remember to follow.
Okay, well, that's all we got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. Ha 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 ha!